after that knock at the door, your life is just changed forever. And it's a nightmare that you wish that you could wake up in the morning and think, no, it didn't happen. But then you realise, no, it has.
How hard has it been not only to try and cope with the loss of your son, but also knowing the fact that the person responsible has been given what you are calling an unduly lenient sentence?
It's so hard because he's young enough to have a whole future ahead of him. Our life ended on the 14th of November last year.
Of course, as well, the six-year sentence, chances are he'll be out in three. How does that make you feel?
Sick. In a word, sick, because he gets a chance to build his life. Joseph didn't get that chance.
First this lunchtime, our campaign for stiffer sentences for road crimes has taken a major step forward as plans to change the law on dangerous driving are being outlined in Parliament.
The case of Joseph Brown-Larty, supported by the member for Heywood and Middleton, and support also from Manchester's Key 103 radio station. And we will support them here until we get a change in the system.
There have been two big developments in the campaign this week. First of all, the Justice Secretary, Michael Gove, was told about Joseph's case and how his parents think his killer's six-year sentence was unduly lenient. Their MP is Liz McInnes.
It's not just an issue for the Brown-Lartys. Sympathetic though I am to them, it seems to be a pattern that's repeated up and down the country, judging by the number of MPs that were at the meeting yesterday.
Then today, plans were outlined in Parliament of the need for a change in the law for crimes like causing death by dangerous driving.
In too many of these cases, victims of these serious crimes and their families have been badly let down, and we need a number of changes to ensure proper justice is delivered in the future.
The Ministry of Justice has told me the plans will be considered, which has offered some reassurance to Joseph's mum, Dawn.
For the first time in a very long time, I've got such a smile on my face, which I haven't had for a very long time. It's so positive that, you know, our end goal could be achieved in a change in the sentencing for road traffic accidents.
So far, almost 20,000 people have signed a petition calling for change. This is Michelle Livesey, Westminster.
Manchester, it's just gone 1:30. I'm Coley. Now, our very own Michelle Livesey, who is just one of the most incredible campaigners ever. She's already done so much, especially for us lot round here in Manchester in the northwest. She's in London as well right now, and she's on the line. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Adam. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I better keep my voice down because I'm in the House of Commons now. I'm trying to blend in, which is very difficult. but no, obviously, we're down here today. Fantastic day for the Justice for Joseph campaign, which we're taking, should I say, in the next hour to Downing Street.
So just explain.
So we're actually standing outside number 10 as we speak. We've just knocked at the door. We've just delivered the petition. Ian and Dawn, Joseph's mum and dad, are with me. You did the honours. Quite a good strong knock there,
yeah,
Dawn.
Got to knock on the door. Yeah, that was absolutely, that was a wonderful feeling.
Yeah. It's surreal, isn't it, stood on Downing Street. Did you ever think that you would be here as part of the campaign?
No, not at all, because, you know, it takes people such a long time to get to this point, and yet we're here.
Questions to the Prime Minister. Yeah.
Does the Prime Minister agree with me that sentences for these crimes are too lenient? Yeah. And when can we expect to get a response to our petition and get justice for Joseph?
Yeah. Well, I have every sympathy with the family in question. I'm making sure that the Minister for Roads is looking again at all of these issues in terms of dangerous driving, and I'll make sure that the case she mentions is taken into account as well.
All this was just one piece. It's been tap welded back to the rear.
That's Inspector Paul Rowe talking me through the mangled mess, which will today be paraded past Parliament as part of our campaign for harsher penalties.
I'm standing next to the wreckage of Joseph's car, which is parked directly opposite Parliament. There are crowds gathering in disbelief at what's left of this Audi. I'm told before I arrived, one woman actually broke down in tears, which really brings home this campaign that lives are being lost. And for the families here today, they don't feel that justice is is being served. There's lots of MPs already showing their faces here, visiting the display to ask questions and to offer their support. Well, we're still stationed outside Parliament now. There's crowds gathering, all looking at the wreckage of the Audi driven by Joseph Brown-Larty, who was killed by a dangerous driver. It's attracting crowds, but with us are so many other families who've lost loved ones. Gary Ray from Brake has helped organise today's event. Gary, first of all, how important is this message that we're sending out today?
Well, firstly, Michelle, thank you for really galvanising this campaign. Today has been absolutely amazing. We've had passers-by, we've had MPs, we've had Lords, we've had obviously the families here. They're all determined that we have to get not just justice for Joseph, but justice for all the families affected by sudden road death. That's what we want to do.
When you see the visual of today, Joseph's car, and what's left of Joseph's car, that's really what's hitting home here today, isn't it?
It sure is, and you know, it's the first time I've seen it today. I've seen photographs like many people, but it pulled into Westminster this morning and there was an audible gasp.
I've just seen your reaction to looking at the car, and I know you brought down in tears, but what, how hard is it seeing something like that?
It's shocking. It's for the, there's no, I can't think of any words that can describe how that makes me feel. And the fact that the other driver got 6 years, it's wrong, it's just wrong.
P103's campaign for stiffer sentences has forced the government to take action and look at life for those who kill on our roads. Our chief reporter and campaigner, Michelle Livesey, has more.
It's the news we've been hoping for since we started the Justice for Joseph campaign a year ago. The Ministry of Justice has listened to calls from Joseph's mum and dad and the dozens of other families backing our campaign. They've looked at the thousands of names on our petition and they've listened to the debate sparked in Parliament. Today, plans are underway to bring in a life sentence for those who kill on our roads. Gary Ray's from the road safety charity Brake.
It does show, you know, that campaigns like Justice for Joseph do actually make a difference. So we have to thank all the families involved. At long last, as far as the justice system's concerned, they won't be treated as second-class citizens.
The public will be able to have their say on the plans, which are open to a three-month consultation from tomorrow. What's going through your mind? What are you thinking when you hear that the government's now looking at bringing in a life sentence for those who kill on the roads?
It's just absolutely amazing and overwhelming, and it's such a warming feeling for the fact that the government have listened and they're now acting upon that, which is, it's just the most fantastic news.
And it acts as a deterrent, and that's the one key thing that we want, to act as a deterrent and stop families going through this kind of pain.
And, you know, it is the Justice for Joseph campaign. You know, we always say this. Joseph was the sort of person that would fight for people, and by launching this campaign, this is exactly what we're doing.
It's the one thing that he always did. He helped anybody out. He'll fight people's causes for them. So being able to get the campaign to the stage where we can help other people and other families, it's fitting for Joseph.
Again, it's heartwarming to know that we've got to this point, and for him, Joseph will always be remembered through the campaign. It's just fantastic.
Key 103 News.
Our campaign to bring in stiffer sentences for those who kill on the roads has been listened to and granted by the government.
Based on the anguish of the victim's family and consistency with other sentencing like manslaughter, we think the time now is right to introduce a maximum life sentence for those who kill people on the roads by driving dangerously drunk or on drugs.
We launched our Justice for Joseph campaign after the killer of Rochdale man Joseph Brown-Larty was told he'll serve half of a 6-year sentence for causing death by dangerous driving. Today, his parents, Ian and Dawn, are thanking everyone for their support.
We can't thank Greater Manchester Public enough, because the support from day one of us coming out of the court has been overwhelming. And without that support, and without yourself, Michelle, at Key 103, and coming to us and putting that question to us, what do you want to do about this? We wouldn't be where we are now. So our heart goes out to you. You all helped us, and we did it.
We did it.
We did it.